Welcome, friends. It is now the Queen's 60th Jubilee of reigning good, jolly old England, where again the monarchy rules the peasants. Welcome to the Extreme True Talk Radio, the first dedicated radio show about conspiracies on Facebook. And yes, of course, my website, theextremealifechanger.com, the show that just busts down the doors of the liars, the shills, and the manipulators. How's everybody doing? My name is Sonny Cardona, and I am the creator of, again, the Extreme True Talk group on Facebook. And again, it's my honor, my privilege, and my duty today to be talking to you about some of the most, main topics of this world here. And, the Queen of England's Diamond Jubilee this weekend. She was 60 years controlling England and the Parliament and everything about, she's the ruler of, England and, other countries that they took over or whatnot. And I was watching a couple of their shows or watching the Jubilee on YouTube, the Queen's Diamond Jubilee 2012 Live. I have it actually posted on the Facebook page. And, starting off this show or what this is about, basically what's going down. And again, I haven't did my complete research on it. So, again, I'm shocked with a lot of this stuff. Again, I've studied the United States. Again, I'm here in America. So, I know what's going down in my own country. And I really haven't really did a lot of research on the symbology of some of the traditions in England and abroad in some sense. I mean, I have a great understanding of how the world is. And yes, I've looked at all the world architectural, buildings. But I didn't know about Buckingham Palace, basically. I should have looked more into it. And I was very, very surprised. Again, watching this thing, I was like, well, let me see Buckingham Palace because they had some statues there and whatnot. And, they had like this angel above thing that's on this, right in the middle of Buckingham Palace. It's called the Victoria Monument or whatnot. And I wanted to look at the layout. And when I looked at the layout, it is actually a star. And actually, that star is pointing downwards from, the main road. So what that is a representation of, an upside down, is a pentagram. And actually, this star actually has a circle, so it's definitely a pentagram. So basically, I was really shocked to see that, again, this Jubilee, again, Buckingham Palace, that's where, the royals live. They have castles all over the world, they hardly don't stay there, but we've all seen it. That's when the princes and princesses or queens, they go on the little balcony there and they made the kiss when the prince got married and all this stuff. So again, very, very shocking, but it doesn't shock me. I see this, I go, if you look at Washington, the layout of Washington, D.C., you'll see an upside down star again, a pentagram facing the White House. So this is nothing new. This is how the Illuminati, the Dark Shills, the Dark Royals, that's how they work. Again, they have this a bloodline where they think they are above everyone else. Again, they are the blue bloods, okay? Again, I believe these royals are part of the Illuminati bloodlines, the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati, which, again, these are the occult bloodlines, basically running from all the way from Sumeria Egypt times, you know, the pharaohs, those type bloodlines. And all they have been doing is, you know, pretending that there are other, you know, people or other monarchs. But these are the monarchs in these wars that have won and have worshipped Lucifer, worshipped Satan. Again, the pharaohs worship these ancient gods, Horus, Osiris, all these things. So these bloodlines have fought against God, against God's people. And this bloodline has ran rampant, you know, through history. And so by having these bloodlines and they interbreed and intermarry, they've been controlling the world for thousands of years. They are linked up to Lucifer because they are brought up, the families are brought up in the occult and into, again, this dark energy, which is Lucifer. I kid you not. Do your research on the 13 bloodlines of the Illuminati. You'll see that I'm right. That's what these people are. They claim to be Christians and to believe in the one true God, but then they do certain rituals or they live in buildings which show a pentagram right there. And, you know, it's sad. In Buckingham Palace, they had thousands and thousands and thousands of people facing that. And what they were in the cross lines of the upside down star, which was an occult ritual. I also posted on the website, the Extreme Truth Talk Radio Facebook. You gotta join in, get your friends to join in. I also posted where they actually were talking about you know, the concert or whatever, and they were doing, you know, the Devil Diablo hand signs. They were doing the 666 hand signs, a lot of the performers and stuff like that, and very, very occult. So let me fast forward before the Jubilee. Okay, so they were getting ready, and we'll get into what the MC said, which was referring to the populace, which is excellent, you know, excellent inside information, what they think. And he was talking in codes. And I'm gonna disclose that. You're going to hear that. So stick around. This is an exciting show. Again, you know, it's only a couple minutes. And enjoy. Try to learn everything you can and then go and do your own research. Don't believe anything I say, okay? Call me a liar. Go and do your research and you'll see the stuff is there. I also reported the reptilian shapeshifter, which is Angelina Jolie. Again, I had some questions, and again, these people are part of the bloodlines. And because they are part of the satanic bloodlines, which again, they manipulate through possession and demonic possession and through genetic again, interbreeding and intermarrying. These people become psychopathic. They are easily more possessed by the fallen angels and the demons. And when I say reptilian shapeshifters or anything like that, there's a lot of people that don't want to touch this subject. And I understand that. To me, the reptilian people or these bloodlines with these Illuminati, what they are, I believe, are demonically possessed people that can easily become more possessed. Now, let's say if you harm them or they get hit by a car, they cut their finger or whatever, they're going to bleed. They're human, okay? But what happens is they link up to these interdimensional beings, which are the fallen angels. A lot of people want to call them aliens or the Anunnaki and all that. And they are certain aliens out there, but to me, every single alien that we hear in that aspect, especially in the New Age movement and, you know, all this, are the fallen angels. Now, are there good angels? Yes, we have the good angels, the holy angels, which the Bible talks about as well, whatever. So what these things are again, angels are, again, alien. They are from the heavenly realm. We are the human. We were born here. This is our planet. We were infiltrated. The fallen angels came down. Lucifer came down and infiltrated this planet, and he terraformed this earth, and he actually terraformed the planets where he made carvings in his likeness, basically like a gang would, spray paint on a wall, their marking, their symbols or whatever. Same thing. So this world, and I know this is deep for a lot of people, you know, bear with me, I don't like throwing you guys so much information, which is, I mean, I could talk about a certain subject for hours. I'm writing a book right now. I'm dealing with a lot of the ways how to explain this. And I know it's hard for a lot of people to understand this. But basically, easy, I'm going to say it real easy. The fallen angels, a.k.a. aliens, came here. The Bible talks about in Genesis how these things had sex with women. They created a half-breed called the Nephilim, or giants. They were corrupting the DNA of humans. And what happened was God had to destroy that cross genetic, whatever, you know, that was happening with our genomes. And he got Noah. Okay. I believe God destroyed them, but that some survived. Also, because of one of Noah's sons, which Noah cursed Ham, he created Babylonia and Samaria, and then they started worshiping the demon spirits from the Nephilim, or these demonic spirits, and they brought back these entities, and those became the bloodlines of the Illuminati. Okay, because again, they were worshiping for so long. Again, the Bible talks about the curse of the fathers going to the sons. Okay, so like, let's say if I, and I wish I had the biblical verse here, I don't, but basically, if I don't believe in God, I curse God, whatnot, and I don't. I'm a Christian, or I believe in God Almighty. The curses go into the thing. And because these people have been worshiping these demons and these devils, this curse has went through these bloodlines, these 13 Illuminati bloodlines. Look it up. Fritz Springsmeyer has an excellent book. And because of that, they become easily more possessed. They're basically the devil's own. And they run. They have the power. They own the money. They own everything. And a lot of these secret societies initiate a lot of people so they can become possessed as well. So when you join in a secret society like the Masons or the Skull and Crossbones or the Jesuits, basically what you're doing is you're going through these degrees or these rituals. And by doing these certain rituals at these certain times, what happens is you're opening up your body, your spirit, your soul in essence, for these entities to go in, the same ones that are attached to these royal bloodlines. And that is the fact. It's a demonic possession. Do they have created other forms and stuff, or clones and stuff? Yes, I'm not going to get into that. I'm just saying it easy in a spiritual level right now so you can understand. So that's what the royals are. So the Windsors and all these royals, they are a part of the satanic bloodlines. In other words, they worship the same entities from that took us away from the grace of God. Okay, it's as easy as that. They also worship Lucifer. All right, and so when we see the lighting of let's say the Olympics. I'm going to give it, well, we'll talk about the Olympics, but they light up a torch. The Statue of Liberty has a torch, a light. Many famous people have a torch in their gravestone. I went to Elvis Presley's tomb, in Graceland, and he had a light, a fire burning, a forever fire. What that fire is representing is Lucifer, the light bearer. Again, he is bringing in the light. In many Masons, or in the first degrees of Masonry, what they do is they, you accept in your own accord. You know, they ask if you have to believe in a higher power. It doesn't matter who you believe. You can believe in, Allah or anything, really, to be honest, any type of God. But you got to worship some type of God. That's how they get you, because their God is at the top, Lucifer and all the devils and demons. So anyway, when these guys go into their initiations, they have a noose around their neck, they have their cuff one up, and they go in, they're blindfolded, they ask, certain questions to the Grand Lodge Master that's there, he's brought in, who is accepting this man or whatever, and they do their ritual, and when they take off, because the man is blindfolded, and they take off the hood or the blindfold, and he has the lights there. There's three lights or a light. And what that light is a representation of, I believe, is Lucifer. And a lot of other Masons that got out of that cult have said, the light, Lucifer, the light bearer. And on the show, Here, let's see if I can find it. Maybe it's on here. Yes, all right. All right, Lucifer is the name that in English generally refers to the devil before being casted from heaven. Although it is not originally the meaning term in Latin from English, it's derived. Lucifer means light bearer from the words lucem ferre. It was the name given to the dawn appearing of the planet Venus, which held in the daylight from the meaning of the general use and the name of the morning star, Lucifer. Now, my friends, right now, I'm getting a revelation by God. Right now, I have goosebumps. Today is June the 5th, okay? And Venus, okay, and again, we're looking at certain words. We're looking at what these people worship because ultimately that's what they worship. And there's no coincidence, okay? These people work off times, they work off calendars, they work off ley lines, energy forces, and things. They are completely locked down to these things, these ritual things. Today, Venus, okay, crossed the sun on June 5th. Venus, basically, at a certain time today, they said that the sun and Venus would cross past the sun. And again, why is it her jubilee on this specific day? Okay, did it, you know, I mean, it all links up. So again, Venus, which is a referral to or a reference to, again, we're looking at the thing. It goes in here, English generally use the name of the morning star or the day, of course, Lucifer. And again, it was the name given to the dawn, the beginning, or the, you know, the dawn is the star appearance of the planet Venus. My friends, this was highly, highly occult. Okay, so they just finished their jubilee, I think today or yesterday. I mean, they're still doing it. They're still having their parties right now as I speak, but at the main events, just finished. So the Queen of England literally put a gigantic diamond into this thing, and it lit up. A flame came out of it. Now, let me get you to the video so you guys can listen to what they were doing in the beginning of the Jubilee and again towards the end.
Right. Still a good crowd here up on the Bristol Downs. We're around half a mile away from the Clifton Suspension Bridge. They've had a great day of all sorts of family fun. And
they
activities.
Just lit.
You probably hear a few children have
some
decided
stuff.
To start the national anthem. Let's just come and have a quick chat to a couple of guys here. Tell me, how's your day been? What have you been up to?
Yeah, it's been a really great day. There's been so much stuff to do here. Like, you know, being on the crazy golf and, like, you know, you've been doing face painting of the kids.
Oh, yeah. You join us here at Edinburgh Castle on the ramparts, where as you can see, the flame is burning brightly. And here, up on the ramparts, this is a great old siege cannon, Mons Meg. This was fired against the English, among other people. And we can talk now to the General Officer commanding the army in Scotland, General...
Well, anyway, you get the point. Basically, all through Europe, all through the UK, they were lighting up torches, okay, representing, again, a celebration of the Queen's Jubilee. And at the end of the Jubilee, at the concert, at the end of that concert, she put a diamond through, a thing, and it lit up. And I have a picture on it as well on the Facebook page. And what that is representing, again, is Lucifer, the Olympic torch. When they're carrying the torch in the Olympic Games, and you have all the athletes running, you know, across the country, and they get to the, you know, wherever, the Coliseum or the, you know, the stadium, wherever they're doing the game, they light that light up. It's in every Olympic game. And I actually posted from my website and my research how that is Lucifer again. They're representing Lucifer. There's also on the stage, and I don't have a picture of it right now, in the Victoria, statues that are in the middle of that, you have, again, and I couldn't get the name, I'll get it down the road, but there's a man holding a light, a torch. Again, that is a representation of Lucifer. In Spanish, luz is light. Again, that's who these people are worshiping. Bottom line, it's right there. Pray for the fellow Britons and again, the people who revere and worship the Queen. We're not supposed to, you know, be doing that. We're supposed to be loving God Almighty. So I'm going to continue. I'm going to start working on a page for the ExtremeLifeChanger.com. Now, in the Jubilee, there was an MC. He said a code. Remember, this is the promise I gave to you at the beginning of the show. Well, I'm going to give it to you now. And you got to hear what this guy is saying. And I believe it's code in reference to, again, how they look at us and manipulate us. Let's listen again to the Queen's Diamond Jubilee concert. And this was the MC, you know, right here. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
And speaking of the Queen, I can tell you that this area where we are now, where this concert is taking place, and this will be of special interest to any foreign viewers, any Americans who are sitting down eating peanut butter and jelly. They actually mean jam. For them.
I want to pause it here. He said something. I'm going to break this down. And again, what these guys do, they speak in codes. They're talking to their other initiates, their other bloodlines, and they're making mockeries. They're making jokes. So he said, you Americans, this is for you Americans. You're eating your peanut butter and jelly, but what you really are is in a jam. Okay? He said jam. And he kind of snickered or whatever. And, you know, it was like a joke. Well, what he was meaning was that America, how distraught and destroyed because of these people. These people are destroying our country and they're destroying the world. He said jam. Okay? He said you guys are in a jam or jam. He's referring to our situation. And he's referring to we're stupid, we're in this mess up, we're in this jam. That's what he was meaning. Okay? So don't let this guy pass anything off. Now again, listen to his words again. They're coded. They're for messages. They speak. They say something, but it has dual meaning. Let's listen.
Where the stage is now is normally grazing land. Yes. Yes.
Grazing land, again, is to, again, eat, like animals eat. They're just animals. So he's referring to us as animals.
This is where normally you'd see sheep and cattle and cows. In fact, we can probably hear the cows right now.
You see, that was, he's like saying the sheep, the cattle. That's what he's calling us, sheep and cattle and cows. Again, what do you call, you know, people or a derogatory name? You call them heifers, cows. That's very derogatory. And listen to the people.
Oh, yes. And there are the sheep.
Yes, they're the sheep.
The sheep are angry tonight, my friend.
Now, this was coded as well. And again, I just pause, and this guy has the laugh or the smile of the devil himself, it seems. Very creepy. But he said the sheep are very angry. And that was true again. The sheep, people are getting restless. Again, we're Americans. We're in a jam, right? And the sheep and the people are getting restless. They're hot. They're restless because, again, of the manipulation and where they're going and leading us towards a new world order, a satanic new world order.
And there are the snakes.
And there are the snakes. Again, who are the snakes? The bloodlines of the Illuminati, the royals. These people are, again, reptilian in nature through these demonic possession, which the devil took his form as what? A snake in the Garden of Eden. And my friends, it doesn't get any more real than that when you see someone's eyes shapeshift into a snake being. I have seen people right in front of me shapeshift. I've seen people possess. This is real. And so he said, oh, and there are the snakes.
Are those snakes or are the cows deflating?
And the snakes are, and these cows are deflating. In other words, the snake is eating the sheep or destroying the cows or the cattle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to crank things up.
And again, he said, now we're about to crank things up. The snakes are eating the cattle, and they're going to crank it up. World domination, more wars, pestilence, just like the Bible says. My friends, this is a revelation. And for 1 minute, go, oh, Sonny, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're just getting into, you know, you're just looking into everything. This is how these guys work. for 1 minute, don't think that's not how they work. They're doing double speech. They're playing the people. They're doing rituals right in front of them, and no one knows. Unless you got the glory of God and you know the truth and you have studied these people. I have studied them for over a decade now, but even then, without God's intervention and Holy Spirit, I wouldn't know none of this. That's one of the most important things. You got to get born again. You got to believe in Christ, and you got to believe in God to truly understand what I'm talking to you today, to, again, get the Holy Spirit, and it'll pull that veil. But again, anybody with ears to hear or with common sense knows these guys are playing games.
Still standing.
They're still standing. But anyway, they're talking about, you know, I don't know, the one performer that's coming up. So that's it. That's the breakdown of this video here, and it's overwhelming, especially because I did not know how Buckingham Palace's layout was, and it was a pentagram. And I go, wow, these people do not give up. They are highly in the occult. I think that's proof, if you're not a believer, that these people do worship the devil and Lucifer. Again, they're lighting these torches, these lights everywhere. The queen herself at the end of the ceremony lights a huge diamond light flame, again, which is a representation of Lucifer in front of, again, thousands upon thousands. Again, those people were in a satanic ritual. The artists were doing the satanic signs, and they paid for it. I mean, these people are trillionaires. I mean, these royals have more money than anything, but they're making the peasants and the sheep, or the Englishmen and the English women and the people that live there pay for it. Why shouldn't they should pay for it? They got the money, you know? It's ridiculous, my friends. So again, I'm just saying it how I feel, and again, what I studied for over a decade, and this is where I'm at right now. I'm going to create a website. It's amazing. Again, with the sun crossing over through Venus, through these rituals, it's all there, friends. You know, we need God. If you don't know God, you got to get born again. You got to get born again. I have to say that because, again, I feel it in my heart, in my spirit. You know, the Bible clearly says the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. That's in 1 John 5:19. So that means the devil controls and manipulates the world. We see it again. Why? Because the symbols, and again, what the queen is doing with the torch, which is a representation of the fallen one, Lucifer. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Hallelujah. John 1, 2 through 15 through 17. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to get to God. You need to get to God in more ways than one, because again, we are surrounded by these entities in the satanic system. And the only way out, my friends, there is an exit, and it's called being born again through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yeshua, Jesus Christ. We need it, my friends. Now, there is no perfect prayer. It's just you going to God and just saying, Dear Heavenly Father, I love you. You know, I believe that Jesus came and died and again shed his blood for us, for me, so I can be saved and be born again out of this system. That's what you need to do. Just say that prayer. Just say it with your heart of hearts. There's no perfect prayer. Go to God. Say, I love you, God. And you can get born again, you can get saved, get baptized through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and you will truly be born again, my friends, out of the corruption and manipulation of this world. You know, I just feel the Holy Spirit, and I pray that, you know, every single listener that hears this just feels that, and that they are one with the Creator, God Almighty, Yah, hallelujah, the great I Am, the Alpha, the Omega, the Heavenly Father. And he loves you more than words could ever describe. Have you told him you love them today? Because he loves you. Thank you for listening to the Extreme Truth Talk Radio. It has been a joy. God bless. And again, listen for more shows, and please add a couple of your friends and tell them about this first on Facebook. God bless.